This is the first episode of Sleep Whispers. It is, or it's going to be, I guess, a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings. And I'm hoping that it's something that will help you to fall asleep if you have trouble falling asleep. Or maybe you'll use it for relaxation. I guess you can, use it however you want to use it. My name is Harris. Harris is actually my middle name, but I've always really liked it, and this was a good opportunity for me to use it as my name. I'm kind of nervous. I've never recorded myself whispering before. I guess I know I'm inspired by several important people that have, kind of started the recording themselves a whispering to help others relax and fall asleep. So, of course, Whispering Life, she really showed that you could create these entire programs of just whispering about anything, and that people enjoyed it and were relaxed by it, and especially in, for me, like to fall asleep to it. So she kind of did, I don't know if revolution is the right word, but she had her channel on YouTube several years ago. And of course, since then, there's been a lot of amazing YouTube artists or content creators on YouTube that have had whisper channels, and they've all been very inspirational and motivating to me to someday try this also. And of course, the people who have put out whisper in ASMR programs on podcasts, because that's how I decided to do this, is through a podcast. So the people or programs that have inspired and motivated me that were podcasts and that are podcasts are Sleep Station, the ASMR podcast, and the ASMR newscast, and there may be others I'm forgetting. I think ASMR HQ, and I can't remember any others. But anyway, so all those people and programs kind of gave me some courage and motivation to give this a shot. I figure I'll explain how my podcast is going to be organized Well, it's going to be organized and unorganized. Don't know if that's the best way to describe it. Maybe structured and unstructured. So I'll have several different sections and a lot of rambling within those sections. So, like, this section is the introduction. So that's the structure. And then I'm just rambling. So I guess that's the unstructured part. Alright, so here's the other sections I came up with. Alright. The first section, well, after the intro, is, well, I'll just list them off, and then I'll talk through each one. So I've come up with five sections that, at this point, I plan on having in future podcasts, but that could change. And those sections are curious quotes, meta chat, sleep tips and facts, the tuck in, and the fade out. Okay, I'll explain each one as I get to it. So the first section after the intro is the curious quote. This is going to be me reading and discussing a quote. So I guess that's not so surprising that it's a quote. I got this idea because a long time ago, or years ago, I started to collect quotes in a journal book of quotes that had meaning to me, that helped me see something different, see it differently. And, or they were quotes that kind of reflected how I did start seeing something differently. But anyway, I think I've just explained pretty much the meaning of all quotes. They either represent how you already think, or they give you a new thought. Yeah. Alright, so that's what quotes are. So I have this journal book of this, I've never counted them, but it's got to be hundreds of quotes in there. And so I think this is good for me to do as a section, because it's been a while since I've opened that book of quotes. And I remember when I was creating it, part of my reason was to create something to go back to and kind of remind myself of who I am, but probably more importantly, I guess, is who I want to be. And a lot of those quotes, and the purpose was that they would remind me of how to be a better person. I think it's good when you're falling asleep. So I think how it's also good for you, or for me, because I still like to do this, is I like to think about something positive while I'm falling asleep. I don't know if this is true, but I feel like if I think about something positive while I'm falling asleep, then I'll have good dreams and I'll wake up in a good mood. It sounds like a good idea anyway, and I usually do have good dreams and wake up in a good mood, but maybe that would happen anyway. I don't know, but it just feels good to think about good things, and I guess it's, well, I guess another reason is if you think about bad things, they stress you out, and then you end up having trouble falling asleep. So, I guess it's a little bit of, for both reasons. Alright, so here's the first quote that I'm gonna do, that I'm gonna do in this show, is the first quote that I put into the journal book. So this was, it was a little piece of scrap piece of paper that I saw this quote somewhere. I cut it out, I don't even know where, and I cut it out, and I had it like stuck somewhere, and I kept moving it around because I like this quote. And then finally I said, well, I'm gonna stick this quote in a journal book, and that's what kind of started my journal book, was the fact that I had this piece of quote, or this quote on a piece of paper that I kept with me. I figured I needed a home, and I decided that having a quote book would just be helpful for me as a person. Alright, so here is today's, or tonight's, depends when you're sleeping, here is tonight's curious quote. Wearing shorts usually reveals nothing about a man so much as his indifference to public opinion. By, and the person that this quote is attributed to, is Franklin B. Jones. I tried to find a year. I just did a quick search, and I didn't find a year. So I don't know when this was said, but I get the impression from what the quote is that it was probably a while ago. Okay, I'll read it again in case I said it too slow, or it's hard to understand me because I'm whispering. So here's the quote again. Wearing shorts usually reveals nothing but a man so much as his indifference to public opinion. So first off, I don't interpret this to be a quote that's only applicable to men. I think it's applicable to anyone, man, woman, or however you define yourself. So, this quote could apply to anyone. And I think it's a quote from a long time ago. Or it's from a culture where shorts are not usually approved for men to wear. Which I think, I'm sure there's cultures today where that's true. And then for cultures where it's not true today, it might have been true a while ago. So what I get out of this quote is, what it means to me is that we shouldn't stress so much about dressing to please others. I don't know how to picture this guy in this quote as, you know, is he this philosopher who is wearing shorts and making this profound philosophical statement? Or is he just this crazy person who doesn't care what he wears? I don't know, either way, I kind of have admiration for him. And I think it's a projection, because I can remember, you know, being a young kid and, you know, stressing out about the clothes I was wearing and the shoes I was wearing and what kids at school would think. So there's something, you know, almost cool about this guy. You know, and that he doesn't really care what others think. Because I'm sure it's something, you know, most kids struggle with. And I'm not a kid anymore. But yet, you know, it's something I think we all struggle with to some degree. Is, you know, public opinion of what we wear. So I've definitely learned not to care as much about what other people think about what I'm wearing. But yet I still do care. And I think with the heart, thing to do is to find that appropriate balance, because I still think, or I think it's good to care, because there's still, you know, appropriateness for certain situations. But if you care too much, then it can stress you out, because it's something that you just always worry about. So, I think I try to find, you know, that happy balance of it's something that I'm comfortable wearing and it feels appropriate, but I'm not doing it just to please others. I'm doing it because it suits me. But yeah, that's so cultural. So I guess I don't know. Like, I really don't have a deep philosophy on this. I just know I don't stress out about it as much as I did, you know, as a kid, for sure. And I know it's still important in our society to care to a degree. Anyway, I guess the bottom line is I don't have a lot of concern about it, and so that's good. It's like one thing I just don't have a lot of stress about, of buying clothes, and I just get dressed, go to work, and don't really think about it. Right. I guess that's enough rambling about that quote. Alright. What do you think about that quote? Do you think it's good to care a little, care a lot? Do you get stressed out about what other people think about your clothes, know, may depend on your age, your culture, you know, what kind of environment you're in. I don't know, you know, and it, I think it's time so when it's important. I'm back to rambling. But, let me know what you think. Though, that's one thing I want to include in this podcast is your thoughts about the curious quote. So I'll read it to you again, and you can ponder it. It's, wearing shorts usually reveals nothing about a man so much as his indifference to public opinion. Alright, so you can email me your thoughts if you want, and I'll share them in the next section of this podcast. Alright, section number two is called Meta Chat. So, this is where I'll chat about something to do this podcast. Like, if you email me what you think about that quote, I chat about that in the Meta Chat section. So Meta is M-E-T-A, and I should have looked it up to make sure, but anyway, this is how I think of what this word means, is it's something that refers back to itself. That's how I apply it, and that's how I understand it, but maybe that's not the best definition. So, these may be bad examples because I made these up. I didn't go to meta.com and confirm that these are good examples, but the first thing that came to my mind as an example of something meta is a t-shirt that refers to itself. Like, my parents went to Disney and all they got me was this stupid t-shirt. I think that's meta. Or a TV show about making TV shows. Or a podcast about making podcasts. I don't know, I think those are meta. Anyway, so this will be the meta chat section. And because feedback will be included in this section, you may need my email. So you can email me at sleepwhispers@gmail.com. And there's also a contact page on my website, which is sleepwhispers.com. So it's all just the same name as the podcast, sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and then sleepwhispers.com. Yeah, I made it simple. Alright, so, things I talk about in the meta chat are email from you. So, any questions, feedback, thoughts that you have, I'll share here, including suggestions for improvement. So if you have any ideas, let me know. I'd also talk about updates to the podcast, like if I change the structure. So say it turns out that no one likes the curious quote, then I might announce we're done with the curious quote. Or if someone suggests a new section, then I might announce, hey, we have a new section. I also might share any changes to the website. But right now, there's nothing on the website. because I haven't put out this podcast yet. So, you can let me know what you want to see on the website, because at minimum, it's just going to be these podcasts. Other stuff for the meta jazz section will be, because I'm going to do one today, is behind the scenes. So maybe it's funny stuff that happened while I was recording. I don't know. I really don't know what funny stuff was going to happen. Probably none. The other thing is, I don't know why I forgot the other thing, because it's what I'm going to talk about today, but equipment I use. So, in case you're curious about any of the equipment, I'll just share some tidbits in the meta jam. Oh, and of course your ideas. So, anything you want to know, or you want me to chat about, that has to do with the podcast, I can chat about, or, well, just anything. Alright, so tonight, which is funny, because it is 9 p.m. at night right now, so, should be appropriate for me to say tonight to me, even if I wasn't thinking that it's probably night for you. Alright. So the meta chat topic for tonight is, or are, my microphones. So to let you know, because I don't think you can tell yet, because I haven't really done anything, but I'm using 2 microphones. So this is, I don't know if you can tell, but if you have headphones on, you should be able to tell that I'm talking a bit more towards the right microphone right now. And now I'm talking more towards the left microphone. So I haven't really made great use of them so far. I think because this is my first whisper session, and I'm nervous, and I really don't know what I'm doing. I don't have a system down yet, and I don't like systems, so after you have a system down as to how much do I go from my right microphone to my left microphone, so you can let me know how that sounds, and if it's something I should do more of, or if you find you don't like it, and you like it just when I talk between them. So, again, let me know so I know what works best for you. I haven't given you any information about my microphones, besides that there's 2 of them. They are Rode microphones, RODE, and they are Rode NT1A. They are marketed as the world's quietest studio or home studio microphone. I don't have the box, but it's one of those 2 things. They are very quiet, and what that means is that they don't produce a lot of noise, like internal noise. So all microphones have some internal noise that they create. And for most people, whispering, then you need a very sensitive microphone that can pick up very subtle sounds. And you have to turn up the volume on your output so much that you can hear the noise that's created by the microphone itself. Anyway, these two microphones are pretty quiet, so that helps. Of course, that doesn't matter. If I was in a noisy environment, so when you have a quiet environment and a quiet microphone, then the recording tends to be pretty clean. Alright, well, if you have any questions about my microphones, and you want me to chat more about them, you just let me know. If there's any other my equipment you're curious about, you can ask, or I may just end up telling you at some point anyway. All depends. Okay. I'm trying to not ramble too much, especially for this first one. Right, so that is the meta chat section. Now the next section is sleep tips and facts. And it will only be one, so each episode we'll just have one sleep tip or one sleep fact. So a sleep tip would be, you know, some piece of information or advice to help you sleep. And a sleep fact might be something like trivia, like what animal sleeps the most or the least, I don't know, could be something like that. Or the sleep fact could be something having to do with like sleep research, sleep science, something nerdy. I like nerdy stuff, so could be like some recent publication about sleep, where they, I don't know. Anyway, I'll probably focus mostly on sleep tips, especially initially, but I figure I'm gonna run out of those after a while. I don't know, we'll have to see. And then I'll start doing sleep facts. Or maybe you have some sleep tips you can share. Anyway, well, let me first get to tonight's, there I go again, tonight's sleep tip. Because I want to close this section with inviting you to submit any of your sleep tips or tricks, but I'm jumping ahead because I can't help myself. Alright, so tonight's sleep tip is from the Mayo Clinic. All I did was I put the words sleep tip into Google and I hit return, and my mission was to grab the first sleep tip that came up in the search results. So, it came up from the Mayo Clinic. So, probably, I don't know. I didn't write it down, but mayoclinic.com would be a good guess. Anyway, here it is. It is 5 words. Well, the tip is summarized in 5 words, and there's a paragraph I'll read. Alright, the tip is, stick to a sleep schedule. Alright, so that's just good advice, and I think for anyone that's struggled sleeping, they probably have heard that before. Anyway, here is what the Mayo Clinic says about that tip. So they have a paragraph. All right. Quote, go to bed and get up at the same time every day, even on weekends, holidays, and days off. Being consistent reinforces your body's sleep-wake cycle and helps promote better sleep at night. There's a caveat, though. If you don't fall asleep within about 15 minutes, get up and do something relaxing. Go back to bed when you're tired. If you agonize over falling asleep, you might find it even tougher to nod off. End quote. I've heard this, and I've read this, and I'm horrible at doing this. So what about you? Are you good at sticking to a sleep schedule? Let's see what they said. They said, go to bed and get up at the same time every day. No, I don't do that. And I know I should. And then they say even on weekends. Oh no. I love sleeping in on weekends. Oh, they even have holidays. You can't sleep in on holidays. And you can't sleep in on days off. That's tough. But this is not a profound sleep tip. It is just a good one. And it's number one. I guess it's the number one. The number one sleep tip is because it's what we should be doing. We really should be sticking to a sleep schedule. And I need to do that. So, no. I know I should be doing it. It's like dieting. It's like, don't eat a lot of junk food. Easier said than done. But I'm here to remind you. And I'm also going to admit to you, I'm not good at this, but we all need to be reminded to do the best we can and try to stick to a sleep schedule. All right, hopefully with more commitment than the way I just said that there. What else did they say? If you don't fall asleep within about 15 minutes, get up and do something relaxing. Okay, I'm not good at doing that either. I'll just lie in bed for a long time because I'm worried if I get up, I'm just going to wake myself up more. But I'm sure the Mayo Clinic is smarter than I am, so their advice is probably pretty good. If you agonize, and then they say, if you agonize over falling asleep, you might find it even tougher to nod off. Yeah. Well, I do if I have to. If I'm worried that I'm, like, not falling asleep for a long time, and then I'm worried about feeling tired the next day, then I do agonize over it. But if it's Friday night, I don't agonize because I know I'm going to sleep in. And I know the Mayo Clinic frowns on that. Alright. So anyway, that is tonight's sleep tip. Stick to a sleep schedule. Alright, so let me know how you feel about that. You can send me down an email. What do you think? Are you good at that? Or you're not good at that. Maybe you're listening to this because you're like me. And you're not good at that. If you have any... Oh yeah, this is what I wanted to end the section with. Is to encourage you to send me any sleep tips. Or tricks. Or confessions. Confessions about sleep. Confessions of, like, you should be doing to get good sleep. And then we can encourage good behavior together. So anyway, send me your thoughts about sleep tips and stuff to sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and I'll share them in the next meta chat. All right, next section is called the tuck-in. I know it's kind of a goofy name, but it's exactly that. It is preparing you to fall asleep. Because the next section is the last section, and the last section is the one that is most meant to not encourage you. That's too weak. Not stimulate you. That's too strong. Most designed to help you to fall asleep. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. So this is the tuck-in phase. This is where you kind of start to, if you're using this to fall asleep, to prepare yourself to fall asleep, to kind of just zone out during the next session, the last session. So this is the tuck-in. Alright, so here's what I want you to do for the tuck-in. And you can actually pause the podcast if you need to do any of these. If you're not already ready to fall asleep right now, but you know you should. Okay, so here's what you need to do. Go get into your pajamas. If you wear pajamas. Just meaning, if you're just lying on your bed with your work shoes on and your coat on and you have a hat on, I don't know, just if you're not ready to fall asleep yet, if your clothes aren't appropriate, then just go get into whatever you sleep in. Also, go to the bathroom. So I sound like a parent. Hey, you. This is your last chance. Go to the bathroom. Because we're heading into the last section. The one you're definitely going to fall asleep to if you haven't already. So, go to the bathroom. Alright. The other ones are, turn your lights off. So, look around. Well, you don't need to look around. You know if your lights are on. So turn your lights off. You might be, while you're listening to this podcast, is you're just, I don't know, maybe you're playing a game on a mobile device, or you're just scrolling through apps on your phone. Anyway, if you are, it's time to turn the screen off. So, dim your screen, turn it off. Alright, relax your body. I'm not really going to talk you through a relaxation meditation guide. I'm just going to say, relax your body. Okay, that's probably something I can improve. But, just get snuggly in your bed. There. I don't know. I'll find a better way to say that later, in the next episode, maybe. Okay, and this last one, last part you're talking, is the hardest one, but it's the most important. Turn your mind off. Yeah, that's not so easy to do. It's all of all the things that keep me awake at night. It's usually my mind. It wants to think about things. So this is where I want to replace what's going on in your mind with the last section. And the last section is called the fade out. Which, I like that name. I think of all the sections I named, I like that name the best, the fade out. So what you're gonna do here is fade out is you're going to do your best to get comfy in your bed, turn your mind off, and replace what has been stressing you, or just what is going on in your mind, and replace it with what I'm talking about in the fade out. And hopefully it's not something that's super interesting or anything like that. It's just meant to be somewhat rambly or boring, but something that will just relax you. So the things I'm going to do during the fade out are not the things that make it sound like a three-ring circus. So, no, not like that, but the things I'll either ramble about, or I'll read, the things like that might change. I have, a lot of ideas of things I want to try with the fade out. So, I want to try them and then just see which ones you like the most. Alright, so, for tonight, what I'm going to do is just read and ramble about a Wikipedia page. And I have a name for this fade out whenever I use this one. Alright, are you ready? I'm kind of proud of this name of this fade out. So when I whisper read from a Wikipedia page, I'm going to call it the Whisperpedia. Yeah. Kind of dorky, but kind of funny. Alright, so I'm actually going to use my tablet during this, because when I... Oh, I'll tell you what topic I picked. The topic I picked, and I didn't think about this for too long. It just seemed a good one to do first, is whispering. So, that's kind of meta, is that in my podcast, Sleep Whispers, and in my fade out called Whisperpedia, I'm going to read about whispering. Yeah, I guess, one, I didn't think too hard about it, so it just seemed like an obvious thing to do, and two, I am kind of curious to see what does Wikipedia say about whispering. So I took a quick look at the page. It's not very long, and I decided that I wasn't going to read it from a piece of paper, because there's some things on the Wikipedia page that I may want to click on and kind of see what they're referring to. Alright, here is what Wikipedia has to say about whispering. And so the name of the page is Whispering. Yeah. Whispering is an unvoiced mode of phonation in which the vocal folds, and they have vocal cords in parentheses, are adducted so that they do not vibrate. Air passes between the arytenoid cartilage to create audible turbulence during speech. Wow. Alright. Here's what I got out of that. Your vocal folds. The word comes out funny when I whisper. tells you how that happens. So you're talking through air instead of vibrations. I'm trying to think of a comparison, like in music. So like maybe like a guitar string is vibration, and that's sound through vibration. I don't know enough about like wind instruments. I think that the wind still vibrates something in wind instruments. Like some have a reed. I think in a trumpet, like your lips are vibrating. I don't know. Alright. I'll just keep reading. Alright, supralaryngeal articulation remains the same as in normal speech. I don't know what they mean by that. Just fancy talk. In normal speech, the vocal folds alternate between the states of voice and voicelessness. In whispering, only the voicing segments change. So the vocal folds alternate between whisper and voicelessness. And then they have in parentheses, though the acoustic difference between the two states is minimal. I'm putting myself to sleep with this. I shouldn't laugh because I have to be somewhat serious. I guess I'm trying to help you sleep. But gosh, they really make this dry. Alright, continuing on. Because of this circumstance, there is currently no known possibility to use speech recognition successfully on a whispering person, as the characteristic spectral range needed to detect syllables and words is not given through the total absence of tone. Alright. Actually, that is curious that you can't do speech recognition on whispering. I kind of ran into this problem. That's so funny that they say that. I was listening to Whispering Life, her whisper videos on YouTube, and there's a function in YouTube that will, not translate, it's not the right word, is it? It's like dictation. I don't know what the word is, but where they'll basically do speech recognition and show you in text, so speech to text, and that's just the easy way to say it, is there's a function on YouTube videos where you can have speech to text shown to you. So I tried to do that on Whispering Life's videos, and it really didn't work. So I thought that it was just because, you know, her videos are older, the quality is not that good, and just the software on YouTube may not be, you know, the best. But I think what this is saying is that it doesn't matter. They just say you can't do speech recognition on whispering. That's interesting. So I wonder if you whisper to Siri, can she understand that? Or if you whisper to, who else, Cortana, or any of those, I don't know, can can our phones recognize our speech commands? I never thought about that till now. Alright, so this article's getting... Well, at least that sentence was interesting. Alright, continue on. There is no symbol in the IPA for whispered phonation. I don't know what the IPA is. Should I click it? Alright, I clicked IPA to see what it meant. And it is the International Phonetic Alphabet. Alright. Whatever, I'm not going to read that whole page. Let me go back. What is this? Confirm form resubmission. The page that you're looking for used information that you entered. Returning to that page might cause any action you took to be repeated. Well, I don't know, that sounds ominous and yet not so ominous. Well, big deal. Alright, I went back. Alright, there is no symbol in the IPA, International Phonetic Alphabet, for whispered phonation. Since it is not used phonemically in any language. However, a subdot under phonemically voiced segments is found in the extended IPA and sometimes seen in the literature as, and then they show these three symbols in brackets that look like hieroglyphics. It's one of them looks like a music symbol. One of them looks like an upside down omega symbol with a dot underneath. And then one just looks like a D. Alright, so that one's not so complicated, but it has a dot underneath it. Alright, anyway, what it says is, as, and then they show those symbols, for, whispered should. I don't know what they're talking about here. And sometimes seen in the literature as symbols for whispered should. And they have the word should in italics. I really have no idea what they're saying there. Why is Shupo whispered should? Alright. So I'm definitely not bringing you any wisdom on that sentence. Alright. The next part of the article on whispering is, it has a little it's a paragraph, and the topic is the social role of whispering. And it says, whispering is generally used quietly to limit the hearing of speech to listeners who are nearby. Alright, that I understand. I could have written that sentence. I could, for example, but this is them saying, or it continues. For example, to convey secret information without being overheard, or to avoid disturbing others in a quiet place, such as a library or place of worship. Loud whispering, known as a stage whisper. Oh, okay. I didn't know that had a name. That's kind of interesting. Loud whispering. That there is an oxymoron. Alright. Loud whispering, known as a stage whisper, is generally used only for dramatic or emphatic purposes. Whispering also takes less effort to vocalize than a normal speech pattern. Okay. So, I agree with that. Doesn't feel very energetic. This is because less air needs to be used to vocalize the sound. However, while it takes less effort to produce a whisper, it tires out the vocal folds more quickly. Alright, so I do find that interesting because if you listen to Whispering Life's first videos that she posted, and she whispered in all of them, she talks about having some problems with her whispering, like it was hard for her to do, and so she didn't do it for for long sessions, and so that kind of scared me, because I've never whispered for this long, and based on what this says, and what Whispering Life said, we'll have to see what happens. So far, my vocal folds feel okay, but I find it hard to breathe. I don't have any breathing problems normally, but I think it's just without training and this constant way I'm breathing through whispering. It just doesn't feel normal. So it's not like I don't feel like I'm getting oxygen, but that's the only thing I'm feeling right now from the whispering. We'll have to see how my vocal folds are affected. Alright, the next section, which kind of looks like the last section. So basically, Wikipedia only has 3 paragraphs on whispering. Alright, the next section of this Wikipedia page is whispering in animals. And it says a number of species of animals have been observed to whisper. I am shocked by that. I never thought of other animals as whispering. Okay, here's the examples they give. Cotton-top tamarins, the Barbastelle bat, and the female of the fish species, croaking geramus. I'm trying not to laugh, because I can't picture fish whispering. Alright, this is a horrible fade out. I should be more serious, but I want to laugh because they're saying fish whisper. I'm fighting my laughter. I'll stop. Review what they're saying. Okay, now cotton top tamarins. I think those are a type of monkey. Let me click on that and check. Okay, yes, these are a monkey. New world monkey, one of the smallest primates. I was in Panama recently, and I think I saw these. I think these were some of the monkeys that I saw there. It says they're in Colombia. So yes, here are some other primates besides humans which whisper. Okay, so that does not, I mean, if I'm going to guess that there's other animals that whisper, then monkeys would be at the top. The next one they listed was a type of bat, and that's pretty surprising. And then there's the fish. The reasons for, okay, I'm continuing to read the article. There's only like one long sentence left in it. The reasons for animal whispering vary and are not fully understood, but whispering among the tamarins, those were the monkeys, appears to serve a social purpose. While the species of bats appear to whisper in order to evade detection by its particular prey, eared moths. Okay, so they have detected whispering and reason for whispering in the monkeys and the bats. Now the monkey one says appears to serve a social purpose, and then there's a link to the our citation. Let me click that because this article is much shorter than anticipated, and I am actually curious about what they have, what the citation says. So I clicked it, and it took me to a page of Audubon.org, and the title of the article is Monkeys Can Whisper. And then the subtitle of the article is, Hello, here is the deck. You're old and you don't care. I have no idea what that means. Hello, here is the deck. You're old and you don't care. Well, I hope they explain that in the article. As far as the, I don't know, I don't want to read this whole thing to you. I know I should, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But, I mean, I'll just read it and summarize it to you. Which is good for me to do during a fade out. I should be getting quieter. So it's saying that monkeys whisper when a zoo supervisor comes around. That's how they notice the whispering behavior. So they notice that when this guy came around, this supervisor, that they would whisper to each other. So they had in the past, they didn't like this guy. In the past, they made alert calls. And the researchers were surprised because instead of the monkeys doing alert calls, they went quiet. And then the researchers amplified the sound and discovered the monkeys were making very soft chirps So they deduced they were whispery chirps. Okay. And then the rest of the article starts going into the fish, and I can't read that and do a good fade out. Alright, so anyway, that explains the monkeys. Alright, that is the end of the article. And, alright, so we'll call that the end of the fade out. And I'm going to call this first fade out a half success and a half failure. I think the idea was kind of good, but I don't think I should be laughing in the middle of a fade out. We'll chalk that up as a lesson learned. So hopefully right now you're asleep if the fade out worked, but it probably didn't because I laughed in the middle of it. So I'll try to get better about that. Alright, so if you're asleep, then good. If you're not asleep, then if you have any other ideas about future topics you'd like me to read for the Whisperpedia session, then you can let me know that also. I haven't put together a closing statement or anything like that, but I guess it'd just be the standard thing of just let me know if you have any questions or feedback or any thoughts that were triggered by one of the sections in this podcast, then you can just email them to me at sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and I can share them in the meta chat section. Alright, well, I should have written up some kind of closing statement, because I feel like I need to tie this up with a bow, but I don't have one. So, well, until next time. No, that's so cheap.